Welcome to the Make Money Doing What You Love podcast. Hi, I'm Shauna Parker, a Christian mindset coach, podcaster, and life coach trainer. You're probably here because you're tired of chasing after overnight promises and longing to actually make money in your business. I believe that success starts with a transformed mind, just as it says in Romans 12:2. If you're a Christian entrepreneur looking to step into your true calling and create a kingdom mindset, then you're in the right place. Join me on this journey as we deep dive into biblical wisdom and practical strategies to help you unlock your full potential. With the right mindset, you can be, do, and have anything your heart desires. But it all begins by delighting yourself in the Lord. So get ready to take notes, embrace the change, because friend, it's time to create your kingdom mindset and build a life that you love. Let's do this. I have a confession to make. Before I share this confession, I want to ask, have you ever asked God for something believing that He would provide, only to lose your faith in what you asked for, to go and figure it out on your own? And maybe you didn't even know that you had lost your faith. Maybe you were so accustomed to figuring it out on your own that you didn't even realize that this is you not trusting God. Don't worry, because I'm not beating you up by any means here. This was me too. I would pray and I would ask God to bring me clients. I would pray and I would ask Him to provide money for me to pay my bills. Then I would immediately turn around and I would say things to my husband like, if I could just figure this out, everything will be okay. The problem with that though is that I wasn't trusting God. I wanted to trust God, but I just wasn't sure how. I know that sounds crazy. So I did what I believe we should all do. I turned to the Bible, and there were three verses specifically that I read every day along with my... If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you know that I've been reading through the Bible. And I just started the book of Nahum, which means I only have five more books before I'm in the New Testament. What I've gotten from reading through the Bible, though, from front to back, is that our God is a really merciful God. For so long, I dwelled over my past and my sinful acts that I committed in the past, that I believed that I wasn't worthy enough for forgiveness. But after reading nearly the entire Old Testament, I now understand that the love our God has for us is so merciful. By the way, can I just say that if you are a true crime fanatic like I am, then let me tell you, the Bible is the book of true crimes. There was stuff in there that I didn't even know that was in there. Anyway, the three verses that I was focusing on, and I still read these daily, is Matthew 17:20, Mark 11:22-23, and Hebrews 11:6. And all three of the verses talk about faith and believing. That's why I picked those three verses, because I knew that my faith was dwindling and I knew that I wasn't fully believing when I was praying or even trusting God. And like, for some reason, I just couldn't wrap my mind around the faith of a mustard seed. So of course, I know this was because I was having thoughts like, if only I could figure this out, then everything will be okay. But instead of surrendering it to God and simply not thinking about it anymore, I, however, because I was struggling with trusting God, I decided to work with another Christian mindset coach. And at first I binged her podcast, and then I took a leap of faith and I scheduled a call of which I actually had a lot of shame around. Here I am, a mindset coach myself, yet I was struggling with my own beliefs, even though I believe our mindset is literally everything. Because our beliefs, from the thoughts that we think, and those thoughts create, you know, our feelings, which then determine the actions that we take or don't take, create our outcome. For example, though, a great example of this is if you want to leave your job and make enough money to replace your income and some, then you're going to have to take specific actions to make this happen, right? Well, if your beliefs, which is actually your subconscious, if that believes that you can't really do it, you're going to have thoughts such as, I don't know where to find clients, if I can only figure this out, if only I knew the how, or I never know if it's God, or what used to be my favorite, I'm doing all the things but nothing is working. These thoughts will create feelings like unworthiness, loneliness, frustration, even anger, just to name a few. However, if the table was turned and your belief system believed that it was possible and you trusted God, then you would be having thoughts like, this is possible for me. I am doing this one step at a time. I take a step and then the next step is revealed. God always makes a way. God always provides. I am worthy of. God is guiding me, and when I step off my path, He is there to redirect me. You would have thoughts like this, because those thoughts are gonna cause you to have good feelings of inspiration and motivation, which is going to cause you to take the actions necessary to get you to that goal, giving you the outcome that you want. It's hard to admit, but I was the latter. My belief system was definitely in the dumps, let me tell you. What got me to this point of realizing I needed help with my mindset was the fact that I belonged to two business masterminds. I was in a business coaching program by the same coach, and then I worked with a marketing coach. Oh, and I can't forget that I even did another course, even though I am like totally against courses for my own reasons, because I believe that working with a coach, especially one-on-one, someone who can hold you accountable, is better than any course, especially for me, because I start and stop. So here I was, I still had no results after I spent all this money working with these coaches. And just to clear things up, I am not blaming the coaches, although I did at first. But I quickly realized and was humbled because I realized it was me. It was my mindset. The reason I wasn't getting the results that they told me I could get. But here's the thing. You can work with the best business coach or the best marketing coach in the world, but if your mindset is off, even they can't help you. So anyway, on my first call with my new Christian mindset coach, I explained how I am really good at helping others with their mindset. Yet here I am, I was falling back into my old thinking habits of impossibility. And I couldn't wrap my mind around having faith and trusting God. Like, it, for some reason, it just seemed so out of left field for me. But she was so gentle when she reminded me that I'm just simply too close to the problem. And even though I knew this, I needed someone to point that out to me. And it's the same for you. You may know that your beliefs form your thoughts and so on, but if you are struggling in your business after working with a business coach or taking X amount of courses, reading book after book, or maybe you start and stop constantly, maybe you're like me and you do implement what you learn, but you don't stick it out. It's because you are too close to the problem. That, and you clearly aren't trusting God. I can say that because if you were trusting God and you did believe that He was ultimately in control, you wouldn't be struggling in your business or your personal life. See, we're going to go through hard times because the Bible tells us we are. But as long as you are trusting God, you're going to have joy in your heart through those circumstances, no matter what they are. By the way, joy is different from happiness. If you go back and listen to my previous episode. So within days of identifying my lies that I was telling myself and replacing them with biblical truth, I began to see major shifts. At first, it was little shifts, like my thinking and how I felt like about my current situation. Then I started noticing that I was taking bold actions. Before I knew it, I was super confident in myself and what I was doing, where I was going. Have you ever been so full of doubt that you would literally put yourself in a bad mood? Before you knew it, you were down in the dumps and you got absolutely nothing accomplished, maybe for weeks at a time. That was me. Maybe a year has gone by and you're sitting there thinking to yourself, I thought I would be further along by now. That was me too. I remember when the doubt would creep in and all my motivation and all my inspiration would just pour out. You go to an event or Sunday morning church and the speaker or even your pastor has you all motivated and you're thinking things like, I'm going to do this. I can do this. Only to get home and lose all motivation by Monday night. That's because reality just kicked in. It means that you actually have to take action now. And that action probably scared the daylights out of you. So you let your brain take you back to your safe place. The truth is, your brain will always try and talk you out of God's vision for your life. This happened to me when I found out that I had to do mock-up classes for Life Breakthrough Academy to be a coach trainer. I wanted so badly to back out. I even tried to figure out how to get off the call, but I felt the Holy Spirit nudging me. So I fought through the thoughts and I pushed through. Now that I'm licensed to train coaches, I gotta tell you, I'm even more scared. Why? Because I have a mission that God has put on my heart to train as many church staff members as I can over the next year. And if I'm being honest, that goal is 100. I know that this means that I'm going to have to take big, bold, and courageous actions. Actions that I'm going to have God by my side in, especially since this is a vision that He placed on my heart. So the closer it got to signing that paperwork this week, I began wondering about people in the Bible who fully trusted God. Actually, this was a few weeks ago. I signed the paperwork this week, but I started thinking this a few weeks back. Do you ever take the time to just sit and think about how you would have reacted or responded if you were alive back then, like when you're reading the Bible? I do. It happens mostly after I've read the Bible. So like, I remember reading the story about the Israelites in the desert, and I was like, oh, I wouldn't mumble like they did. And then the Holy Spirit gently reminded me, but you just mumbled yesterday over this. And then this whole movie played out in my head just recently. I was reading the Bible, and I was just thinking about those. I read those three verses I mentioned earlier, and then I started thinking about those and pondering on those verses and trying to wrap my mind around the faith of a mustard seed. And all of a sudden, this whole movie played out in my head of when Abraham took Isaac up the mountain to kill him. Almost immediately, I began to wonder, how would I have responded to God? Would I have said, no way, you're crazy? Would I have shook my fist at him? Or would I have been obedient and listened like Abraham? What do you think you would have done? The Bible tells us that we are to love God more than anything, our family, our friends, our spouse, even our own children, our own flesh and blood. Could you have taken your child up the mountain? Take a moment and pause this episode. I just want you to take that in and think about that for a moment. And be honest. The more I thought about it, the more I realized I wouldn't be able to do it. Did that mean I loved my children more than God? I don't believe so, but I do believe that it means that I wasn't fully trusting God. At that moment, I also realized I wanted the same kind of trust that Abraham had. I wanted to trust God like Abraham did when he took Isaac up that mountain. And I'll be honest, I thought about it long and hard before I prayed and asked God to help me trust Him like Abraham did. But I have to tell you, once I prayed that prayer and I meant it, I experienced a shift in my faith that I have never experienced before. Ever since I prayed that prayer that very first time, I've made the bold decision to keep praying it. Lord, help me trust You like Abraham trusted You when he took Isaac up the mountain. I still get chills when I pray that. Like, I still get like this calm comfort feeling. I encourage you to pray that prayer too. But here's the thing. You must mean it. You must surrender everything in that moment. Remember, worrying is worshiping the problem. So if there is nothing that you can do about a situation, why not just trust God to handle it? If there is something that you can do, then why not trust God to guide you? And let's be honest here. If you have been trying to do it on your own, but you're still stuck, then, well, you're still going to be stuck a year from now. I can tell you all day long to trust God like Abraham did, but only 2% will do it, while the other 98% will still stay stuck and miserable, wishing they were living the life that God intended them to live. Ultimately, it is your choice. True, God laid something heavy on your heart, like working with the youth. By the way, I've had several women tell me just in the past few weeks that they feel led to help our youth. But so far, only one of those women have taken action to make it happen. I believe that God is laying this on so many women's hearts right now because what is taking place in our world. Our children need Jesus more now more than ever. They need someone like you to show them that someone cares, that someone loves them. But if you don't take that first step into your calling, whether that is to work with children, their moms, helping women to apply the scripture to their daily lives, helping women who are fatherless, or work with women on their mindsets, then you might as well prepare yourself because Jesus is going to ask you why you didn't use your spiritual gifts. And here's the thing, maybe what God is calling you to do is in a paid position, but that doesn't mean He won't provide in another way. But how will you know if you don't ever take that first step? Okay, I kind of went off on a tangent here, but someone needed to hear that. You needed to hear that. God doesn't reveal the how until we take that first step and then another and then another. I know. I've been there. I am there. As always, I will leave you with something to think about. The vision that God put on your heart is a glimpse of your destination. If you don't make the decision to trust God like Abraham did, that vision will follow you for the rest of your life. Real quick, before you go, if you got value or learned something new, would you mind leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts? This helps others to find the podcast so that they too can make money doing what they love. And remember, with the right mindset, habits, and faith, the possibilities are endless. Need help figuring it all out? Then you're going to want to check out my How to Make Money Doing What You Love Masterclass. Check the show notes to learn more.